yeah, as the time would indicate.
I would imagine that the hardcore P1 for many, many years identifies with what I'm about to describe. But as through my time as a board op, you know, whether it was weekend, noon to seven, producing, whatever, you have access to all of the audio that, you know, exists in the ticket's possession. We got several hard drives. We got drop boxes. We got all sorts of stuff. But you don't have everything because full shows have not always been archived. And what really drives you crazy
crime.
Is when you know it is a crime. But the thing is, Dan, is server space and physical hard drives, extremely expensive. They haven't gone
actually,
come down.
Actually, they're very cheap nowadays. You can get like 2 terabytes, maybe 3 for $100.
I'm hearing reports that there's really no reason not to do that.
Yeah.
But it is a mystery. The thing is that occasionally there'll be something that happens or I think about or remember from 10 plus years ago. And I'm like, I have to find that. And then when you can't find it, it's like an itch you can't scratch. And it will just keep me up forever. Like, just at night, I'm like, oh my God, I got to find that. I have to find that. Well, one such occurrence for me was when Norm, and I don't remember Donovan being here, but it's Norm and Donovan, so it must have been right at the start of Donovan. Donovan didn't remember this really at all when I asked him about it today. And it's Norm and Donovan interviewing a woman who is on the Kemp Spin list. And that woman is former track athlete Susie Favor Hamilton. Susie Favor Hamilton was a middle distance runner in the 90s. She was a Nike athlete. She ran for Wisconsin. She was a national champion. She ran in the Olympics, I want to say 3 times. And she was very marketable. She's she's a girl next door, like blonde running lady. And Nike had her in tons of campaigns. She was very popular. So, she, from that time where she retired from running, became a public speaker, was making money off of her career as a marketable runner. And then her life took a very different turn. And that's why she wrote a book about that experience, and that's why Norm had her on. So, this interview is 18 minutes long. Clearly, I can't play all of it. But just remember, as we go through this, that the woman you're going to hear here, I believe at the time, she's probably like early 40s. She's talking to Norm. So even 10 years, Norm is late
10 years ago, you said?
Early 70s at this point. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to play. Norm's setup here is 2 minutes long. I don't think I can play the entire thing. But just know, Norm did a 2-minute setup for an interview.
Like
he's
pre-saying.
Here it is.
Right now we have a guest, Susie Favor Hamilton. Let me background you on her. She won more NCAA titles than any woman ever. She was a terrific middle distance runner. She won 7 United States championships between 1991 and 2004. Susie's about to turn 48 years old. She was one of the really fine, fine middle distance runners in American history, competing in the 92 and 96 and 2000 Olympics.
Do you feel like this is already too long?
She has written a book entitled Fast Girl, but do not think that this is some nice autobiography of a person who used to run fast and is going to give you loads of life advice. This is not that book. On the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Good morning to Susie Favor Hamilton.
Okay, and as the context of this interview unfolds,
not that book.
The Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline sounder is going to seem more ridiculous because this is a very serious thing they're about to talk about. And this woman's on the phone and she hears, moo.
Good morning. Thank you.
I'm going to just set this up. My partner Donovan and I are going to set this up and let you pick up the story at a certain point, and after that we'll have questions for you.
Okay.
Because this is a different story.
It's a bit crazy, I admit.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Susie's career, successful career, trickled into the early 2000s. She had a baby. Was it 2000? Is that correct?
2005. 2005 was the Olympics. Yeah.
And it is there that life starts to become strange for a person who was incredibly successful as a runner, had a speaking career, was very sought as a popular young lady, and that's where I want to pick it up with you. When did, it may have been before the baby, but when did you start to suspect something may have been wrong with Susie Favor?
Okay, that's 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
Okay.
So that's the setup.
First there was a pre-setup.
There was a pre-setup, and then there was a pre-setup. And so without playing, I'll summarize what she says. Basically, and you've heard about this with other athletes, in the 2000 Olympics, her last one, she knew she wasn't good enough to win, and she was under enormous pressure. She was very anxious, and she DQ'd herself, basically. Like, she fell in a race knowing, I can't deal with the shame of just failing my country.
Okay.
So I'm going to give myself an excuse and just say out, I went out with injury.
Okay.
And I'm done now. And that was just the beginning of a spiral for her that resulted in a lot of depression that was undiagnosed for a long time. She did have a baby 5 years later. The depression got worse. Depression combined with now postpartum depression. And she was in a very, very bad spot. She got on Zoloft, which is an antidepressant, works for some people, affects other people differently. And she's describing the effects of being on the Zoloft and ways it helped her and ways it didn't.
And so what we decide to do is something crazy.
So her and her husband decide while she's on this medication and she's feeling better, they're going to take a trip. They want to rekindle the flame.
And so what we decide to do is something crazy. It's our 20th wedding anniversary. Let's go to Vegas. Let's jump out of an airplane. First of all, something I could never have done in my life, but this drug is making me lose every inhibition. So jumping out of the plane was exhilarating. I loved it. The next thing we had planned that night was we were going to have a threesome, something we had talked about.
Okay, so you can see that we're headed in a slightly different direction than skydiving.
Okay.
You're on the medication.
What's this drug that I can slip into the wife's coffee? You what, honey? All right.
What if you have to go skydiving, though?
I know, you're anti-skydiving. Yeah, I got to skydive to do that.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, we'll get the other dude. Wait, no, we're not going with another dude. The girl. Sorry.
Well, you...
Did you?
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
Now I just want another dude.
Now I believe Freudian exists. I've been telling you it didn't a few weeks ago. So, yes, she's taking this drug for antidepressant purposes, and she's like, I have no inhibitions left. Let's go skydive. Let's go to Vegas and have a threesome.
In our life, but more of a fantasy. Was it really going to happen? But it happened, and I was... so gung-ho. After the experience, something changed in me.
Uh-oh.
And what happened was, I didn't know it at the time, but I was in a manic moment, meaning I was on top of the world. I was exhilarated. I was like sparkly, I guess is the best way to describe it. I felt so alive. Now, some people may go, oh my God, she had a threesome. But let me tell you, many, many people do this. It's just something that isn't talked about. So in my case, I was going to be one of those people. It was our little secret. But after that, my husband and I decided, let's just try an open relationship and see how that goes.
Okay, so again, here's your reminder. She's talking to Norm.
Yeah.
I think I need to keep resetting that Norm is the one sitting there listening to her talking about threesome open relationship, and now she describes, again, she
was
had
a, it a man or a woman
she
in
has an
threesome.
Insatiable desire, no inhibitions. So here's what happened next.
So I'm the one who starts exploring. From the threesome, it's about a 6-month sexual exploration, and after that point I kept having to take things up another level. I was getting involved in very risky behavior. But at the time, I didn't see that at all. I didn't see how this behavior might be affecting my loved ones, my husband. I didn't see any of that. I lost the concept of being a mother and a wife. Very bizarre. But this drug brought on hypersexuality, which is one of the symptoms in bipolar. Again, they didn't know I was bipolar. They gave me the wrong drug that set me off into a manic state. So here I am, delusional, going basically crazy. And I tell my husband, I just want to try it once. I've tried all these things. Let me try being an escort. And it's not as simple as I make it. There were things that were leading up to this. So I try it, and I was on fire at this point. I'm like, this is amazing, meaning I was intoxicated by the money, the lifestyle. I was like a movie star.
Yes, Dan.
So she's like, why, you know, if I'm going to be doing, having these threesomes and having sex every day, why not?
Yes, and the reporting indicates that she was making $600 an hour.
Yeah, former Olympian. Yeah. I wonder if she promoted herself like that.
Of course.
She did use a fake name, but she might have put that on there. But yeah, like her profile on escort pages exists. Or it doesn't anymore, but it did then. So yes, she has gone from jump out of an airplane to threesome with husband to open relationship to now she is a full-time escort.
Full-time
meaning she flies to Vegas and then leaves. Now the husband, if you're going there, it's not that he's cool with it, but he is focused on the idea that you're sick. You are mentally ill, and we need to get you help for the sake of our family. But he doesn't ever divorce her.
But the bills also need to be paid.
I wonder how much of that he was actually seeing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, we will take a slight pause here from our lurid details, and I will play for you the first question that Donovan asked. She talks about being an escort and how it affected her mentally for about another 4 minutes. But also recall that earlier in the interview, she mentioned that she DQ'd herself at a race. That took about 45 seconds for her to explain. Then she talked about being an escort for 7 minutes. And here's one that I promise you Donovan wants back.
Susie, this is Susie Favor Hamilton about her incredible story of turning from middle distance running star
to dirty whore
to problems with mental illness, being just misdiagnosed, and then turning into a Vegas escort, a prostitute.
How long did it take him to say it? Vegas.
Escort a prostitute.
Escort a prostitute. Okay, so he's got a question lined up, but Donnie wants in.
Escort a prostitute. I want to just point out a couple of things. Mm-hmm. This is not something that your family would not know about. Your brother was bipolar and committed suicide?
Yes, he died by suicide the year before the 2000 Olympics.
All right, so we've got, she's an escort. She's had suicidal thoughts. Her brother just had died from suicide right before the Olympics, and she fell down in a race on purpose to get DQ'd. Those are your things in play right now.
Very devastating. Had a huge effect, on tearing my family apart.
Susie, I want to go back to the race.
What?
Come on.
What are you doing?
Donovan. Bringing it back to sports.
Go back to what?
What about back to the threesome,
race?
Bro?
Bringing it back to sports. Nobody remembers this race.
No, who
Middle
cares?
Distance at the Olympics?
We're now into threesomes.
Yeah,
now.
What are you doing?
Very devastating. Had a huge effect, on tearing my family apart.
Susie, I want to go back to the race, if you don't mind me doing that
apart.
In 2000. I know it's...
Okay, so anyways, she goes into the thought process of why she did it. And
so Donovan did not have the copy points of the prostitution after the threesome.
Yeah, but she gave them to him. So I thought for sure at that point. Okay, and our last couple ones here. Donovan gets it back, because this is actually...
We have really sincere Norm here, though, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so sincere. This is
Susie
such a story.
Favor prostitute.
What a story she has.
She's a whore. This is a good question from Donovan.
While this is going on, can you see, Susie, the wheels falling off or the lug nuts being loose and the cars going all over the place? And is it just the excitement and the money that you don't care about getting everything together? Or with the illness, do you basically not know what's going on, so you're just kind of living in the moment?
Yeah, you're living in that moment, and you don't see any of the consequences. It was only till I was outed. But what is scary about what I was doing is I had to keep taking it to the next level. And, I mean, there was some crazy things happened to me that I can't believe I even did. And I don't have a memory of a lot of the things also.
All right. So Norm, to his credit, he sees one coming right down the middle. Fastball.
Yeah.
If you describe crazy things, do you have a memory of one or two? I mean, how bizarre did it get?
In my book, I talk about the behaviors, and I'm pretty, you know, not completely descriptive, but I do talk about an incident where, you know, early on in my escorting, I had five clients at the same time, which didn't seem odd to me at all.
This is Norm she's telling
us to. Talk slower.
Susie, yes, could you back up a little bit here?
Again, major shout out to Norm being like, you say there were some dark memories.
Hold on, I'm having trouble.
What?
I wore button fly jeans today.
Exactly.
She's like, yeah, five at once.
Snake this out real quick first. And
just my beach towel.
And that was the moment.
Slowly.
When I heard this interview the first time it happened.
Tell me about the
five. I remember pulling over my car and calling TC or somebody else from the station. I'm like, dude, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Were they?
Some lady just told Norm that she was with five dudes at once as an escort. She used to be in the Olympics.
What were the ethnicities of all the... please run down those very slowly.
So there you go. It's Norm Donovan and Kim Spin Hall of Famer Susie Favor Hamilton.
Awesome.
I'm going to bold this Kim Spin.
Did we have that yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we already had that.
That's a really good one.